Back on the Mighty 690 at 8:37, it is time for our update from Coffeyville's Reawakening. Joining us in studio, we have Wyatt Starnes. Good morning, Wyatt. How
are
you doing?
I'm good. Good morning to you. How are you, James?
Hey, doing well. So here we are, getting kind of a chillier start to the month of April, but hey, we're warming back up, and I know that we're kind of still recovering from, it's hard to believe it, you know, I think weeks run together and everything, but not too long ago we had our couple weekends ago here. You had the big event over there at the Midland, the first kind of public event. How'd that go?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm still on cloud nine after that entire weekend. I think I speak for our entire board when I say that was the most encouraging thing that could have happened to us right about now. You know, the fundraising efforts that we've got, they never stop. We're always doing what we can to, you know, help get this project finished. But there are days where it feels like, you know, that's a slow-moving train. And the community coming in and saying so many positive things about what we've done was really that, like, boost of energy we needed to keep moving forward. We heard so many things about, oh, we didn't know there was a ballroom. Oh, we didn't realize this was still here. The thing that we heard the most was that Cherry Mash was like a candy there.
Oh, really?
Had okay. No idea. I love Cherry Mash, well, so that kind of worked out for me.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, fine, we'll add it to the list of things. But it was a ton of fun. So the way the event really worked, it was from 2 to 5 on that Sunday. We essentially just invited people in. They could come. It was a self-guided tour, but if they happened to have questions, all of us board members, you know, were identified where they could stop and say something. We had popcorn, we had candy, we had pop the whole nine, and we really treated it like, you know what, go take yourself around. It's been a long time since you've got to be here, so go look, you know, go see what you think. We also had, back last year, I believe, we had talked about the wallets.
Yes.
We had those all out on display with a cool book that kind of showed you everything that was inside of them. It was really neat. We had about, I would say, 300 people come through Sunday, which was more than what we expected. We thought, you know, we'd maybe see 100, 150. We were truly blown away by the support that we got that day. And we couldn't be more thankful for, you know, the community showing up for us. We believe in the project. We believe in what it could really do, not just for our downtown, but for Coffeyville as a whole. And that was exactly what we needed at the exact right time. So, and we, let me tell you, the fun never stops. We hit the ground running the next day, planning what we need to do to get this next chunk of the building done. Because so we finished, you know, project one, which was the shell, the outside of the building. This was project two. We're guns a-blazing on project three, which is our backstage. Once we get that up and running, we'll have one really major construction project left, and the building's ready. So it's we're in the home stretch. I feel like we're really getting there. And now it kind of helps us too, because we've got the building up for, or at least the front of house, I should say, up for rentals. So if you needed to rent, you know, a baby shower or a graduation's coming up, so graduation party, if you needed to rent it out for a small wedding reception, anything you could really think of. We've had people approach about yoga. They've, you know, approached about all kinds of things. So we've got that open. More information on the rentals will be coming out here in the next couple weeks, so be paying attention to our Facebook for the Midland and our website, www.historicmidlandtheater.com. All of that information will be coming out really, really soon. But we couldn't be, like I said, more thankful for the support we got. That was awesome. Awesome weekend. The energy was amazing.
That is great. Some exciting stuff happening at the Midland. Switching gears a little bit, of course, earlier here in the week, we had, I know, the destruction go through Caney with all that hail. I know you've been working in Caney right now here for a little while longer over the bank, and I know that you've probably gotten to see some of that damage.
Yeah, I haven't got to see too much on the building side of things, but I know it's there. But my goodness, I have seen some cars really messed up and some, you know, limbs down and everything like that. I know that there have been a lot of, like, you know, roofing companies in the town recently. Just, they seem like they're on every block all over the place. So that kind of, you know, it's kind of sad to see that, you know, they got hit like that. But I'm glad at least there wasn't really anyone hurt. There wasn't anything major like that. But you bring that up, it is actually a good time to mention there is a emergency Hill grant that's, like, you know, part of the Kansas the Commerce Department and stuff. the thing I wanted to bring up with that is it's good to be able to have an access quickly to, if you needed funds, to repair a business or something to that effect. And it's kind of designed for them to have a quick turnaround. Most grants can take a little bit of time to work through. This is for a very quick, you know, application review process. The HEAL grant, there's more information on kansascommerce.gov. If you just look up the emergency HEAL grant, it'll give you all the information you need. Essentially, what you would need to do is go online, do an apply application. I believe it's an online application. You submit that in, and they do a really quick turnaround on that. So it's something important to think about, especially for those businesses that got hit. It's hard, number one, to, you know, really come back from things like that. So having the option of looking at something like that's really, really important.
Yeah, no, that's a great note on that. And so that is going to be primarily, that's for like businesses. Is it for organizations at all? Really just for businesses, you know?
This says damages to surrounding downtown buildings and or, let's see here. It looks like it may be just for downtown businesses,
yep.
Things like
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha. But buildings. Yeah, no, to check out the website. What's that? It's a commerce website?
Yeah, it's on kansascommerce.gov. Yep. It has all the information there, too. Might be beneficial to just check
okay,
out.
Okay, absolutely. That's fantastic. So some good stuff on that. So and then in addition to kind of talking a little bit about grants and that sort of thing, I know that we still have the program here. So we get into the spring. People are thinking about sprucing up their house or something like that. Tell us a little bit about the Paint the Town program.
Yeah, so the city of Coffeyville, they're doing the Paint the Town initiative, which, you know, now is the perfect time to hop on that because we're in that sweet spot with weather where it's like not a million degrees during the day. You can kind of get started about 10 o'clock, and it's still like a little chilly, you know, all that. But by the beginning of the day, middle of the day, you're perfect weather out. I won't say how I feel about the weather, but I've said that enough,
yes.
You know, on this one. But essentially the way it works is for, you know, residents that reside inside of the city limits, that they live in and own the property that they're interested in painting, they can go to the city and apply. It's down at the housing department at City Hall. That's mm-hmm. where they would go to apply. Essentially, it's like a 1 to 2 page application. And once you apply and you, you know, get that submitted in, you can get a $1,000 paint voucher to Sherwin-Williams. And that'll let you get more than just paint. It'll let you get the supplies you need, anything like that that could be needed to paint. They accept 25 applicants a year. So this is a perfect time to, if you need to spruce up out, you know, the outside of your house, want to give it a new fresh paint job, make it the best house on the block, why not, you know? And it would actually be really neat, too, if we even saw, like, an entire block or half a block say, hey, let's all go in, apply for this thing, and then we, you know, get one whole block that's looking good,
yeah.
You know, something like that. It would be fun. Challenge your neighbors, you know,
sure.
Hey, let's see what we can get going.
And that's one of those great things that, you know, you could try to build some community, you know,
yeah.
Work on that neighborhood revitalization, of course, get to know your neighbors and,
yep.
You know, maybe work on other things, neighborhood watch
or that
sort of thing.
I think it's a great, great opportunity. Actually, I have some family that's going to be taking on doing this project, and, at Easter this last weekend, we talked about, hey, what day works best for us to try and get together and do something like this if we were to do it. So it's a great option, and it's awesome that our city is, you know, giving back in a way like that. And so for the application to participate, like I said, the housing department at City Hall, it's first come, first serve. So, you know, no anything else. Just as soon as you get there, they'll go. Or you could call the office at 620-252-6130.
Okay, well, what a great opportunity.
Yeah.
And again, that's going to be for, you know, a private, you know, family, single homes, you know, the exterior paint that we're talking about here. So mm-hmm. going to be a great opportunity there. So anything else you'd like to share with us, Wyatt, as we wrap up our time together?
Not anything super major, I would say. One thing I probably would recommend is just, you know, it's this time of year where people are out and about more. We're doing more outside of our homes. This is the time to be paying attention to, you know, if there's trash around, things like that. Look for different organizations that you can get involved with that are doing initiatives to clean up the town or to make things better in different areas. It never hurts to volunteer. It never hurts to be a part of something bigger than just yourself. So I would say be looking for opportunities like that. You can always reach out to Coffeyville Reawakening. We do have a Facebook page. You can reach out to me personally at 620-515-4346. I can help you get plugged in anywhere you may need to go, wherever your heart, you know, your passion is. So something like that. But outside of that, that is about all that I have this week.
Okay. All right. Well, Wyatt, we appreciate you coming on by.
Yeah, totally love hanging out with you guys.
Update. Yeah, absolutely. So we look forward to chatting here again next week. And I appreciate you sharing those updates from Coffeeville's Reawakening.
Can't wait.
All right. That is Wyatt Starnes here on the Mighty 690. Coming up next, we are going to get to Open Line and your calls here in moments. Keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.